In-person instruction was pushed back for many of Hawaii's schools this week, and so more and more students are coming to grips with receiving their education online. For many, this has been an obstacle that educators across the state have been dealing with since the beginning of the pandemic, as we heard. But for Robert Landau of Impact Schools, online was a plan all along. The veteran educator is spearheading a new kind of curriculum for a small number of students across the state. Impact School looks to educate cohorts of schools through a mix of online instruction and extracurricular civic engagement. He spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about the program's rollout and what it hopes to achieve.
For the most part, students are getting up in the morning and they're going someplace. And when they get there, they're in a building where they spend most of their time following a schedule that is published. And each day and each hour of that day, they're going from adult to adult who is in charge of their learning. And then that adult who has to stretch that course out over the 8-9 months is extending with assignments and papers and homework and tests and quizzes. And so it has been called a factory model for many, many years. And what sets Impact apart is that we don't have a brick and mortar location. We don't have teachers teaching subjects. We've left that job to an online high school that has been designed over decades to fulfill a high school diploma wherever that student may live anywhere in the world. So it's pretty straightforward, and it is not teacher-directed, especially in this current time of the pandemic. We are focusing the majority of our time on the real work and topics and areas that are impacting our young people's future. So what I'm saying is we leave the school part to a very small percentage of our program, and we use the majority of our students' time looking at what we call our five pillars, which is focusing on the challenges and opportunities of their future.
Now, some people are saying that online schooling is really going to be the way of the future as we adapt to COVID going forward. Now, with something like Impact that seems more niche as opposed to a more en masse approach, where do you think online schooling fits in as we look towards the future of education?
Well, you know, right now, the schools have had to revert to what they're calling hybrid learning. It's what we call synchronous and asynchronous time. So the synchronous time is when they're with a teacher or an adult or maybe working as a group together, and then the asynchronous time when they're on their own. What's happening to a lot of students now is that asynchronous and synchronous time is just haphazard. It's all over the place. Sometimes they're making the students work online all day, period to period, which is, wow, can you imagine? And then others, it's undetermined. You're sometimes online and you're most of the time offline. We're kind of just reverting back to the fact that there's been online high school programs for decades. There's lots of choices. There's lots of them up there. We're partnering with two schools that we think is a pretty straightforward way to do the course and credit work. But we think the course and credit work is just one small percentage of what a real education should be in the first tree. And we think a real education is what the students are doing in the real world. And Impact is giving that synchronous time to being out and about, researching, working with experts, doing internships and apprenticeships, and really taking advantage of the world around us as their educational classroom.
Well, building on that, you mentioned we need an education system that is solution-based and future-focused. What do you mean by that in your own words?
The reality is that if you look at the four major areas that impact our life, health, the environment, our social system, and our economic system, all of them are kind of under siege at the moment. Every day, we're worried about our economic future. We're worried about our planet's future. We're worried about health. Look at what we're going through now. And over the last several months, we have been impacted by our whole social inequity and inequality. And so those four areas are under siege. And if I were a 8-year-old, I would be saying, hey, adults, what are you doing? We're going to be 40 years old, and you've depleted all four of those areas for the future of my life. And so we think that young people should have agency. They should have ownership of their future by what they are doing in their education system. And so that's what we're trying to acknowledge, is that adults from the 20th century are trying to shape an education for children of the 21st century. You know, I find it very interesting, and it's going to be pretty incredible that our first 21st century teachers are going to come online in the next couple of years. So 21st century students are being taught by 21st century teachers.
Now, it seems like the foundation of impact schooling is really built upon these core pillars that you've identified, and they seem a little bit more complex than just what reading or arithmetic might cover.
Yes, but they are definitely aligned from 1 to 5, and they follow a course of what we think a real 21st century education should be. I'll just go through them really quickly. So it starts with culture and identity. We think that the most important first learning of anyone should be answering 4 questions. Who am I? And that encompasses, you know, where do I come from, my ancestry, what makes me who I am, so that you really can celebrate that and understand it. The next question for culture and identity is, who are we? You know, I want to have appreciation for my friends and for my schoolmates and for my, you know, anybody I meet, I should be able to say, who are you? I want to know about you. I want to appreciate you. The next is, where am I? Impact is going to be truly INA-based. The cohorts are community-based, and they really are going to be able to look at their community and say, this is our classroom, this is what we need to focus on. And then the fourth is, what's out there? What's beyond my shores? You know, especially here in Hawaii, we need to be globally aware, not just what we call civically engaged. Once you understand, you know, who I am, who we are, and so on, we then need to know how things work. We really think that today there's an absence of what we call civics and social justice education. A lot of schools do it, but it's maybe a part of what they do. But once we understand who we are, we need to like understand, how do things work? Why don't they work? How can things be improved? And we want our students to spend time at the legislature, attending city council meetings, meeting with the mayor, having an appointment with the governor. And they should be able to say, I need to know how things work. Then you move to stewardship and global issues. Once you understand how things work, let's look at why things don't work, what's wrong. And we're going to be following the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which the state of Hawaii has certainly taken an interest in. And we want to look at those very issues that are impacting our young people's future. Stewardship is about protecting and serving our planet and each other, and global issues is finding solutions. But it's not just finding old solutions, which takes us to 4, innovation and entrepreneurship. In order to solve the problems of tomorrow, we need to focus on being innovative and entrepreneurial, finding new ways of delivering old problems. And the real learning is 5. They need to be engaged. And they need to be engaged most of the time. And that's why we focus on internships and apprenticeships.
Now, Robert, if we could circle back quickly to that notion of teaching civics and social justice in the classroom, because that seems particularly pertinent to the current day. Civic engagement and social justice are really two of the most pressing issues facing young people today.
When we take history classes or current event classes, we really just go and surface level. In order to understand how our government works, we have to be in the government. We have to see the government at work. And so during a typical day, you might take a field trip to the legislature, or you might go once a year. But we want our young people who are calling our impact agents, we want them to have lots of time to be able to observe and participate. And the only way to do that is to actually be there. This is not theoretical. And once they understand how the government works, they can ask the question, why? Why does it have to be that way? Why are politicians working in a particular way that may not serve our best interests in the future? And instead of just protesting or complaining, we want our impact agents to be informed. And the way to be informed is to be knowledgeable and to see things in action. I believe that it's not about an adult spooning out knowledge. It's about our young people understanding what they need to know, do, understand, and then finding the pathway to get them there and getting the agency and the ownership of the outcomes. This may not be for everyone, but I certainly know from my experience and from traveling around the world looking at other schools that capture some of these things that it's for a lot of young people, and it's the way they will learn and experience school the best way possible.
Well, it's interesting you bring up agency. The thing I notice is that students within the impact system are referred to as agents. I'm just curious, why the distinction?
Well, because, and it's, by the way, it's not a James Bond movie or something like that. It really is this point that we believe that the agency or ownership of education should be in the hands of the student. So that's why there are the impact agents working with the impact guide. They are going to decide, using the 5 pillars, where they want to focus and where they want to concentrate and where they want to fulfill our vision, which is being prepared for the challenges and opportunities of the future. So that needs to be in the hand of the agent, to have the ownership, the agency, to be able to do that. And I have never been disappointed in my whole career by the power of young people to be able to make those decisions and to take on that responsibility. It is amazing what young people can do given the opportunity, and I can give you example after example.
Now, the program itself is available to up to 20 students per island. Is that a issue with capacity, or do you see that number rising in the future?
Well, it's actually 20 students per cohort. So we actually see this as a pop-up model where one cohort might be on West Oahu, and then we get 15 or so more interest on the windward side, and then a guide will then take on that group. So we are starting small, where we're looking to create three cohorts on three islands. But if we're fortunate to get the backing and the following to do this further, then we're happy to have cohorts anywhere.
Now, we've been talking a lot about these issues that the students of Hawaii's future are going to need to engage with, whether that's sustainability, civic engagement, legislative involvement. In your own words, what do you think the biggest issue that Hawaii's future generations are going to have to contend with in their schools, whether or not it's traditional schooling, something like impact? What are we going to have to teach our kids?
Well, I think we're going to have to teach our kids that we are isolated and we're an island. And the way for us to succeed in the future is to love and appreciate where we are so much that whatever you do, you're going to come back and you're going to invest in the future of this place you call home. I was very fortunate to have worked at a program in Cambodia where we selected local students from the provinces and gave them an education like Impact. They just graduated, actually, and how much they want to pay forward and go back into their community and give back what they were given. So I think the future of any place like Hawaii is that we invest in the human capital of our young people and give them such a love and appreciation to protect and serve the economic, social, environmental, and health of the future generations, that they will use this impact education and whatever they do after that and return home to use what they've learned to ensure a bright future for Hawaii.
That was Impact School CEO Robert Landau speaking with Conversations' Harrison Patino on how the program differs from traditional schooling methods across the state. The program is aimed at 9th and 10th graders and will launch on August 24th.